First up today, ice hockey. And it's Slavia Prague's fans who are enjoying bragging rights at the moment after their team beat arch-rival Sparta 2-1 in the Prague derby on Sunday. Slavia's goals came within 30 seconds of one another in the first period. Sparta managed to find the net on 53 minutes, but were unable to go one further and force overtime. The result will have come as a major relief to Slavia, who had gone 6 matches without a 3-point win and had scored only once in their previous 3 outings. For Sparta, the defeat was a real cold shower. They'd begun picking up points after a poor start to the season, but are now back at 13th in the Extraliga table after 17 rounds. Meanwhile, Trinets remain on top after their 7th win in a row over Kladno. In the NHL, it was a night to remember for young Czech goaltender Ondřej Pavelec on Sunday, when he lined up for Atlanta for the first time since fainting on the ice and suffering concussion earlier in the season. The 23-year-old said he couldn't wait to get back and appeared set for the perfect return against St. Louis when Atlanta led for most of the game. However, the Thrashers conceded 2 goals late on and ended up losing 3-4. Moving on to football, and Czech league leaders Viktoria Plzeň quickly returned to winning ways on Friday. They had suffered their first defeat of the season the previous weekend, but immediately bounced back with a 4-2 victory over Teplice. Plzeň are 9 points ahead of second-placed Sparta Prague, who beat Bohemians 1905 1-0 away, thanks to Cameroonian striker Leonard Kueke. It was Bohemians' first defeat at Eden Stadium. Getting back to Sparta, they're reported to be asking €14 million for their other African forward, Boni Wilfried of Ivory Coast. Manager Petr Rada has returned to the game, a year and a half after being sacked as coach of the Czech national team. Rada's first match in charge of Slovan Liberec represented the ideal comeback, as they beat Slovácko 1-0 away. The Czech cyclocross world champions Zdeněk Štybar came first in the second race of the Super Prestige series in Belgium's Zonhoven on Sunday, confirming his current dominance of the sport. In fact, Štybar, who is 24, has won 8 of the 9 races he's entered so far this season. The exception was a memorial race for Radomír Šimunek in Tábor last Thursday, which was won by the great rider's son, Radomír Jr. Finally, tennis, and the Czech Republic's Květa Peška and Slovenian partner Katarina Srebotnik were beaten in the doubles final at the season-ending WTA Championship in Doha on Saturday. They lost 5-7, 4-6 to Gisela Dulco and Flavia Panetta. The Argentine-Italian duo have absolutely dominated the women's doubles this year, and it was their 4th defeat of Peška and Srebotnik in 2010. That's all the sport for today.